Okay, you were talking about chitlins.
We know chitlins is the skin of a hog that's deep fried to very crispness,
uh-huh.
So similar to potato chips.
Right. What about the part that you sometimes eat and stuff? Sometimes you stuff sausage into.
Sausage meat is all we mm-hmm. called it, and it was different than the ham and different than the bacon slices. It was the scrap. The scrap pieces were saved okay. to make the sausage meats.
Do you have chitlins?
Chitlins.
Chitlins. Yeah.
Chitlins.
That's what that is. That's how you thought of that.
That was deep fried individual little scrap meats.
Oh, that's what you took. Okay.
Chitlins.
Uh huh. How about some calls to animals, like calls to a cow to get it out of the field? Do you know any sort of farm calls?
Hey, like similar to a hog. Hey, cow. Ooh, cow. Any individual sounds. Many people had different
uh-huh.
sounds, but their own animals right. knew the call, and they would come from miles.
How about horses? What do you say to get a horse going? What would you do?
Get up.
Yeah.
Giddy up.
Okay.
Giddy up.
How about to get up to stop?
Whoa. Horse. Whoa.
Right.
And then you also had G and haw when you plowed horses. G was to turn right and haw was to turn
uh-huh.
left,
uh-huh.
pulling a plow.
Okay. Yeah, right. Okay, if you have two horses there pulling the plow, is there a different name for each horse? Is the one on the left called a certain name?
One was called a wheel horse.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it was a team.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback? What are your feet going to?
Stirrup.
Stirrup. Okay. A couple more things. What are when you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hands?
The reins.
Okay. Is there a different term for when you're just riding horseback and when you're plowing, or are they both reins? Or are different words used for those?
No, we use the same word. It was reins, whether it was from the saddle
okay.
to the bridle, or whether it was from the seat of a wagon
okay.
or carriage,
okay.
buggy. Black Beauty buggies sold for $99, and they were good for 20 or 30 years.
Okay, if you've been traveling and you haven't finished your journey, you might say that you had if you still have a lot more to do.
Interruption.
Okay, if you're talking about, like in the future, how much more there is that you have to cover. I have a what to go. Like that. Okay, if two houses on a road are separated by a certain amount, you might say to someone giving directions, it's a... How much up the road?
A hoop and a holler and a mile away. It's quite a distance. It's quite a ways.
Right. If you slip on the ice and you fall this way, what
forward.
Would you say? Forward. And what if you fell this way?
Fell back.
Okay. Okay.
And landed on your prat.
If someone asks you, if you were out fishing and you just didn't catch, you didn't have one fish to show.
I got skunked.
You got skunked? Okay, you didn't catch?
Anything. I didn't catch, I didn't catch nothing.
Okay.
Two negatives. I didn't catch nothing.
Okay.
On the ice, I could never make ice skating. I really fell.
Yeah.
Skiing was a little better, but I didn't get enough of it.
Okay.